Coach Tom Ceratori joining us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Natural hat tricks don't happen very often. Chris McKelvey was the last one in Colorado
CC.
College.
In CC, yeah.
2008.
Yeah.
What a night for Charlie.
Well, again, it was good because Charlie's been fighting it a little bit, and he's been frustrated with it, so it was good to kind of get him kind of humming right there because that's what he can do. He can score goals in bunches.
He got him in all sorts of different ways, Tom. I thought that was a textbook pass off the sideboards to himself to get around the defenseman.
He's got good acceleration, like what his speed, like his first couple steps, like in a 10 feet, like in a 10 feet span, 10 foot span, is pretty good, guys. Like he can really come out of the blocks and he creates separation. And then he's so powerful, he's kind of like he's like one of those low base running backs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And it's all from his legs and his core right there. So he's got a lot of power.
Awful lot of offense tonight generated by your defensemen as well. When you're at your best, those guys are involved, aren't they?
Well, they got to advance the puck. You know what I mean? They're pushing the puck up ice. And I just thought, guys, overall, you know what? I thought the third period was our best period. And, I'll be honest with you. Like, I wasn't happy with our first period. And you guys are right saying, oh, they were great in the first period. Like, I thought our puck pressure, I thought we were really slow in the first period. That's just a typical Friday game. Teams having to travel. We talk about that all the time. Friday night, first period's tough on your opponent when you have to travel a long ways. And I thought our first period we were just all right. Second period, obviously, again, second period, I'd like to have back. I thought the third period was great. I thought, again, our puck management, I thought we just had good execution. We had a lot of scoring chances. We scored two goals. I just really liked our third period. And that might not be indicative of the shots, but as far as our play, and I thought how we played the right way in the third period.
Well, when you entered the period, you were up 2-0, and when you've got a team that is hungry for a win, and only obviously a goal could change the course of the game. I mean, I was impressed. You guys never really stepped off the gas pedal, and they didn't even sniff the net. They had one shot in the third period.
Well, that's what we talked about. Everybody wants to win. Every one of our guys want to win, but sometimes they want to win their way, and you got to win the right way. And winning the right way is like with sacrifice, like having a third forward high, making sure you manage the puck, and you're still going to get scoring chances. But when you want to try to take the game over yourself and try to start playing individualistic, it can get dicey, and that's when you can give up a goal. So we did things the right way, and I was proud of the guys for that.
After 20 minutes, you're up 1-0. 7 seconds into the second period, Hank Johnson's got to make a spectacular save.
Guys, you've seen enough of this. This sport is a harder sport to win. It's a harder sport to win by a mile. This is the hardest sport to win because of just things you just mentioned, Schultze. And hey, they got a 5-on-3. Mm-hmm. Just think if they convert, momentum changes, the whole nine yards. You know, we get a little uptight. I mean, there's so many factors. There's so many variables.
You won't read that in the scoreboard either, or score sheet tomorrow, Tom, that no. Hank saved the day a couple of times. It could have been a totally different game had they gotten a couple in there.
No, that's just this is the hardest sport. It's the hardest sport to win just by a mile. It's a hard to win in this sport, guys. You know? I don't care who you're playing either. Yeah?
It's even harder to sweep.
No question. See you tomorrow, fellas.
See you then. Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.